in a performance not too dissimilar to what we saw yesterday. The ASX 200 really swung between gains and losses in quite a cautious manner. The index closing the day up just by 2 points to 6,223. So what we saw was certainly some concerns over global economic growth. The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, cutting its global outlook growth for 2019. That's the second time it's done so this year. And there's also some talks that the US might impose some tariffs on the European Union as well. Today, another big move today was coming from Crown Resorts. Yesterday, it jumped 20%, being the biggest mover on the ASX. Today, similar performance, however, to the downside with that 9% slide. Wynn Resorts, the US potential buyer, has pulled out of that $10 billion takeover offer due to the fact that the details of the negotiations were leaked to the media. We saw our mining and energy stocks also weighing on the market today, with iron ore prices and oil prices slipping on a potential in slowing global demand. What we saw to help the market lift were the banks, the big four or higher. CBA leading the way there, up close to 0.75%. Woolies, the supermarket giant, also higher by a similar amount. And gold stocks improving on a flight to safety. In some company news, we heard from Seven West Media, up around 6% today. The media group did finalise a sale of Yahoo 7. It has a 50%, or it had a 50% stake, and it has now sold that to Verizon Media in the US for just shy of $21 million. Michael Hill Jeweler, the retail jeweler, down around 8%. It announced a quarterly update. Sales over the March quarter down around 1.5% on a same-store basis. Its Australian and New Zealand businesses doing a little bit worse than that as well. The Aussie dollar has firmed close to 71.5 US cents after some comments made by the RBA Deputy Governor Guy Debelle in a speech today.